Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Achiri Adams, history teacher at the Coleridge and Parry School and a graduate student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill, celebrating its 60th anniversary. October 5th, 1830. Clayed sugar. On this day, October 5th, 1830, local newspaper The Barbadian published an instructive article on sugarcane, which was originally published in the monthly magazine. Within the British Empire, the commerce originating from the sugar industry invigorated the national economy. Thus, the British government deemed the sugar trade to be a crucial industry. In Barbados and other colonies in the British Caribbean, the sugar industry employed vast amounts of capital and was the chief revenue earner. The author of the article disaggregated the sugar industry globally and suggested measures which could improve overall efficiency and productivity in British colonies. It was noted that the raw or muscovado sugar typically produced in Barbados went through an additional process in foreign colonies called claying. Clayed sugars resulted from placing the raw sugar in cone-shaped earthen vessels, which were 2 feet or more in height and 13 or 14 inches in diameter at the base. This process was used in Barbados throughout the 17th and 18th centuries and yielded more molasses, which was converted into rum. However, with rum exports on the decline, it was phased out by 1830. A hole of 1 inch in diameter was then pierced through the base of the vessel, through which the molasses drains. Afterwards, the sugar is pressed down, and clay is put on the base to extract any remaining impurities. The clay acts like a sponge, allowing the water to slowly percolate through the sugar and drain into a pot placed below. When all the water has been extracted, the clay is taken off the base of the sugar loaf, and the process is repeated for a second and third time. For some 20 days, the sugar was left in the clay vessel so that all the syrup would be extracted. It would then be removed and placed in the sun. Lastly, the sugar would be dried in a stove, pulverized in wooden trays, and then packed in hogsheads for shipment. In Cuba and Brazil, where larger clay vessels were used, after stoving, the sugar was divided into three portions according to its color, namely white, yellow, and brown. The syrup which runs off during the claying of sugar was then recrystallized and went through a similar claying process. On this day, October 5th, 1830, the Barbadian newspaper printed an exposition on the claying of sugar. The article concluded that the claying of sugar is very seldom used in British colonies because up to 1/6 of the crystalline sugar is dissolved and the costs of extra labor and utensils are not a counterbalance to the final quality of the sugar produced.
Today in Bajan History with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.